Hello everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and today's show we're going to introduce you to...
Hi, my name's Dave, and I'm a new Linux user, and I live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, Dave, what brought you over to Linux?
I have a Duke PC repair on the side, and I just started playing around with Linux here probably... 2 or 3 years ago, and did it for mostly getting into broken Windows systems.
All right. And what was it, the Knoppix CD, or what sort of tools do you use to repair the Windows PCs?
Most often I'm just going in and mounting the hard drive and getting the data off the hard drives. I've gone and used a few tools there for recovering photos and things off the hard drives.
Okay. And how did you first hear about Linux?
You know, probably listening to either Podnuts or caught something with Door to Door Geek there.
They are. Do you subscribe to the Linux Basics podcast?
Yeah, I do the Linux Basics, and I've got the Podnuts and the Podnuts Pro, and got a few other ones here.
Okay, fantastic. And what's your distro of choice?
Right now, booted up with Linux Mint.
Okay. How are you finding that for you?
I'm enjoying it. I've been downloading a lot of ISOs, though. I'm starting to fill up the hard drive or whatever here. I'm trying to burn a bunch of stuff off to disk to free up some space.
Excellent. So are you, do you like KDE or GNOME, or do you have a preference?
Actually, I'm in GNOME. I've got KDE. I use it occasionally, but I've got a Dell Studio 1535 notebook, and I can't seem to get my wireless to work in the KDE, I guess with the Wicked. Although with the GNOME applet or whatever, it just, you know, I'm... don't have any problems at all with that. So I boot up into KDE occasionally, but when I do, I don't have internet.
Okay, that's never a good thing. So what do you miss most about, I guess, Windows?
Sorry, what was that about Windows?
What do you miss most about your Windows computer?
Not a whole lot. I'm able to, my primary is Mint, and although I'm learning on it, there's a lot of resources out there, you know, to go to a lot of the forums and all that. So I just boot up into Windows mostly when I'm trying to, got a customer and I'm trying to show them how to do something, or working on a Windows computer, but I mostly stick around in Mint.
Okay, very good. I've just started checking out Crunchban Linux on some old PCs. It's kind of working very nice.
Yeah, I'll have to try that Crunchbang. I've, you know, being in the PC repair business here, I've got... a lot of older machines where I've gone in and people have just upgraded and given me the machine. So I'll probably get a few of those going and go to the free Linux box and put them on.
Yep, that is a freelinuxbox.org by link of the Linux Link Tech Show. So, Dave, this is your first and my first venture into using Mumble. How do you find it so far?
I'm not sure how I'm sounding to you, but you're sounding really clear here, and I'm just using the onboard audio on my Studio 1535 Dell, and it was fairly easy once I just ran the audio configuration wizard at the top of the screen there and just followed the prompts. It was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I must say it's scaringly easy to record a show. There's a record button right there, and you tell it where it's going to record. And then I thought on your side you saw some message saying that I was recording the show. Is that correct?
Yeah, on the left-hand message or whatever, it just said that you were starting to record there, and it showed the server.
Cool. So, Dave, I think we'll, unless you have anything else to say, we'll wrap this up and we'll chalk this up as your first podcast on the Hacker Public Radio Network.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate the Hacker Public Radio. I'm a subscriber to the podcast there, and you know, I appreciate everything everybody in the community is doing out there to help Linux become better and more popular. You all have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Be sure and join the mail list on hackerpublicradio.org/mail list. And with that, we'll sign off.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.